What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's start with Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Talking about my hometown here. Can I add a couple things here about what's going on in Los Angeles?
Sure.
We had a teacher's strike that happened back in January, right after Christmas, and it cost a lot of the funding is based on attendance.
Yes.
And at any rate, the underlying number I want to tell you is that, and I work still part time for LA Unified. I do work for LA Unified. Over a third of the enrollment of all of LA Unified schools are the children of illegals. It's the they cost more money because they are called Title I students, and they get free breakfasts and help for in the lunches and milk and all that kind of stuff. They also require bilingual teachers. That's more expensive. They're much more expensive than a normal student, and some of them are illiterate, of course, even in Spanish, let alone English. And so one of the things the teachers were, among other things, the biggest gripe the teachers had, other than pay, was the ever-expanding size of kids in the classroom. And with over a third of the kids really not paying a whole lot of taxes but costing a hell of a lot more, it's a big deal. So you can take, if you remove them, of course, you would take a 40-person class down below 30. And at any rate, the reason I told the teachers when they went on strike that they were going to get this would be the last time they would get anything, that they would get any kind of financial, be able to get a financial settlement, because the reason that they're complaining, of course, is the illegal enrollment here, and they're complaining about that, a shrinking tax base with a enlarging a population of students that need to be educated more expensively at any rate. And that, they said, okay, the administration, LA Unified administration says, okay, well, we will restrict the size of the classes down a little lower than what we have. And of course add more teachers and all. It costs much more money. And the strike itself costs somewhere around $80 million in just people sitting out. There's nowhere else. I said, listen, there's nowhere else for you to go after this. These people are not going to stop coming because it's a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. And they're not going to stop. These classes will rapidly grow to what they were and beyond before. And then you're going to have to go. And by the way, we floated a bond to help pay for this in June. It failed. And so now, because the bond failed and the school system is in arrears in a big way, they have to go to the Trump educational department hat in hand and say, because there's nowhere else to go, we need more money. What can you give us? And of course, Trump's going to say, well, if you had been following the immigration laws and not educating, you created your own problems. And am I going to take money away from Iowa or Ohio or Indiana? If people who are complying with these regulations and immigration laws, and we're going to take money from them in order to give them to you with your sanctuary cities and welcome illegal aliens and have everybody else pay for that as well. Well, that also, they also estimate, Mike, that between like Santa Barbara and Riverside and basically the greater LA area, there's about 6 million illegals. It's an estimate that I've heard that I frankly don't have a hard time believing at all. And so we have horrible traffic. I love the guys in Tennessee and all that who don't have that much traffic or whatever, but well, we have a lot of it here. But if you take about a million cars off the freeways here, especially the ones that are always breaking down, causing the traffic jams, that would move things along quite a lot. The infrastructure wouldn't be nearly as strained. If you would, we're in a major drought and a water shortage. If you take millions of people off the water or off the power grid that we have to also import, then we wouldn't be in arrears there either. However, it's a Democratic city, it's a Democratic county, it's a Democratic state, and all of our representatives, all our senators, my congresswoman also is they're all Democrats. They all want this because, and how would you roll this back if you were a Democrat? How would you then fight against it? It's just politically impossible. They've locked themselves into this. And apparently Trump doesn't have the courage to sit down and say, look, you're not obeying federal law here. And, you know, we're placing you under arrest, you know, whatever. So they do it with school systems, by the way. Compton school system has been taken over by the Fed or the states before because, you know, they were so horribly, you know, corruptly administered. Why not arrest these mayors who are doing this and get things right that way? But Trump doesn't have the balls to do it.
No, Trump is all hat and no cattle. In fact, I have not heard any numbers about last weekend's ICE sweep where they were going to arrest a million illegal immigrants and schedule them for deportation. I haven't heard what the real number turned out to be. I heard like 20 down in San Diego. That was it.
Well, the mayors, and I don't know if it's been public, but I'd be willing to bet that the governor and the attorney general of California are actively working against that. Now, I know the mayors are working against it, but I'll be willing to bet they're doing it at the state level, too, and not cooperating with ICE or anybody else and not turning over names or else just releasing people as soon as they're brought in. So I have no confidence at all. And these guys can't – it's now to the point where California can't possibly roll back. There'd be – think of the turmoil just in L.A. County and Riverside County, greater L.A., if that were to be the case, there'd be no politician that could survive it, and there'd be an insurrection. It would be bloody. So,
well,
that's my take on it anyways. Mike, what do you think? I know you've lived here a long time.
Yeah, well, I didn't work in the school system, but of course, it's been something like 20 years since I lived in Los Angeles. But every once in a while, I sort of go back through Google Earth, the Street View feature, and I'll go back to the places that Claire and I did live and hang out at, and I can just see the deterioration. Same thing with San Francisco. And we've all read the stories about how things are just really falling apart between the massive homelessness and the illegal immigrants. And by the way, there's another aspect to this. If we weren't bringing in all these illegal immigrants to be a strain on our economy and our social systems, we would have the means to lift up these homeless people, get them off the streets, get them back to work. Yeah. The Democrats are really just, they're dumb. I'm sorry, they're dumb. They've really messed things up.
And Mike, you know, even though it's been, you know, a couple of years since you've been here, even 20 years ago, the trends were absolutely clear. You could see
yes.
20 years ago. And if anything, it's just nothing but accelerated. The descent, declining curve has gotten steeper, and it's just gotten much worse, much faster, and is accelerating even from here.
Well, that's a shame because it was a beautiful city, and I know parts of it still are beautiful. But yeah, we're seeing all that inner city rot start to settle in, both there in San Francisco, and it's poor management. We're starting to see it here in Honolulu. We've got portions of the city now that you shouldn't go into at night because of the high crime and the drugs, and you know, it's a shame to see it happen. And that's one of the reasons why Claire and I have decided to settle in a rural area in Indiana. And I'm aiming for Santa Claus. I don't know that we're going to find anything in Santa Claus. Yeah, it's nice.
We just bought a house. My wife and I bought a house about a year ago. Moved from L.A. proper into the valley. And it's a nice house. It's a nice house. It's an expensive, nice house. And about 3 weeks after we moved in, I said to my wife, I heard really faintly, speaking of rural, this is a house that, you know, we spent a lot of money on. You could hear chickens crowing in the background. That's how close. Yeah. It's an affluent, and it's just like, oh my God, did you hear that, honey? Did you hear? Somebody's got like probably like fighting cocks or something.
Yeah.
You know, just a couple blocks away, in the middle of the valley. So.
Well, we have a lot of chickens around where we live here, but they're used for food. You know, fighting roosters is illegal in this state, and they do enforce it very seriously.
Well, Mike, I got a roll, but thanks for giving me the time here.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Anthony in Tucson. Anthony, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
One is a quote of a comment that was made by a novelist. His name was let's see. I'm gonna have it right here.
Well, Anthony, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put.
I've got it now.
Okay.
His name was Fyodor Dostoevsky. Wrote in his diary, "If the people do not come to their senses, they will very soon be completely in the power of the Jew, and no public organization will be able to help them anymore. They will be entirely beggars and will have sold themselves into slavery, and the Jews and the users will contest for their wealth. The Jews will drink the blood of the people and live upon the decay of the oppression of the people. May the Gentile 90% of the United States remember these words." Then I have here in front of me, I've been doing my research since 1947, the partial list of the Antichrist subversive organizations in the United States. Richard Pearl is one of them. Then they have Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Felt, Edward Luttwak, Henry Kissinger, Dov Zach. I got macular degeneration. I don't see words too clearly.
Okay.
Kenneth Adamson, one of the many Pentagon advisors who sits on the Pentagon Defense League, which these people are responsible for removing our War Department because we are only allowed to defend the interest of Israel or the Federal Reserve Bank System. And then we have Louis Libby, Robert Satoff, Elliot Abrams, the pillar infiltrated Jewish Christian organizations called the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews by Director Rabbi Yitzchak Eckstein, the Center for Catholic Jewish Studies, the Center for Christian Jewish Understandings, the Economical Institute for Jewish Christians.
Okay, well, Anthony, I think you've made your point.
These are all subversive organizations that were planned to destroy this country, like that Theodore said in 1881, and before the Civil War. And then they overthrew Russia, and then they used the United States to take over the world. And the stupid people in the United States think that they're fighting for American freedom when they went into Iraq and Korea and Vietnam, and it was only to further establish and put the one world government in place, who they intend to run the world out of Jerusalem, and it's all headed by the Rothschild. Thing with Volcker, Greenspan, Yeltsin, Paul Warburg.
Okay, well, Anthony, we're going to have to let you go here. The phone lines are loading up. Thank you very much for your information. And we'll certainly keep a warning eye out. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. That last caller, okay. Yeah, we all pretty much, a lot of people know about the wise men of Zion, and people know about the fact of the dark angels in Hollywood. That's what he's getting to look into. But Michael, I didn't call you about that. I called about the caller before that in California, but I really called you about what happened yesterday with that guy, Art. I want to shout out to Art. He made a great call to you about people, Americans will work for these jobs. And I'm going to get to Dustin in a minute. He loves Trump, bashing Trump. But let me say this to you, Michael. What's going on now? As we all know, I live in Miami, Florida, South Florida area, and I can tell you what happened, the disaster they've caused in this area. But what I really want to talk about is Art's 100% right what he was saying. You know, we hear about immigration. You know, Ocasio Cortez keeps talking about the Green New Deal and all these Democrats. Well, Art, the guy that called before, call from California, he's right. What about all these emissions? What about all these cars? They want to take them away. What do you have? Millions of people, every one of these illegals that go pick cotton or whatever, corn or whatever they do, Michael, they all want jobs. They want to make better their lives. So you know what? They all want cars. They want all houses. They want the best luxuries they can get. They're not going to stay in the field all. They don't want their kids to be in the field picking strawberries or whatever. They want their kids to excel so that it's more competition for the Americans that are here. So you're creating a massive competition for the Americans already here. For these people, are going to, oh, we can give them all this. You know, they want Section 8 housing, they want food stamps, welfare. But Michael, and then, you know, we hear about this immigration invasion. As I told you about, One American News always reports it every hour on the hour. How many of your listeners are actually punching that news network up to One American News and seeing the actual results of how many illegals are here, how much money it's costing American taxpayers, and the disaster it's going to cause? They talk environmentally. Michael, the environment is being wiped out because of this illegal invasion. We need to take the money we have and send them back to their home country of origin and fix their own country, put factories, whatever. We're thousands of miles away in China. It has a billion people. Well, let's go fix Central America or Latin America, whatever we got to do. Let these people go to Argentina. Let them go to Colombia. Beautiful cities down there. So that's what and getting them back to Dustin, Michael, he's bashing Trump every time he calls your show. Trump has at least exposed a lot of this nonsense. Yeah, Trump's a little whacked out. But you know what? In the end, this would have never been... You think this would have ever been exposed with Hillary? Michael? Hello?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of people who were making...
This would have never been exposed, sir.
It wouldn't be exposed by Hillary, but it was being exposed by independent media. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go and
Michael,
take a break.
One more thing that's very important I want to say.
I'll bring you back. All right, stay on hold. Stay on hold. I'll bring you back after the commercial break.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, Tom, Michael, this is for Dustin to understand something. Michael, I know you're familiar with this, and maybe I can jar your memory banks, but do you remember back in the election with Mitt Romney, when Mitt Romney went into a thing and he said he only could get like 48% of the vote, I believe it was, and Jimmy Carter's grandson or I don't know if it was Jimmy Carter's grandson or granddaughter was there filming the whole thing, and Romney's basically coming out in the media, went ballistic. Oh, look at Romney. He's being a racist. Do you remember that, Michael?
Not really.
Okay, well, Mitt Romney came out and said a statement in a town hall, and they had secret cameras in there. I think it's Jimmy Carter's grandson. You can Google it and check it. But here's what I'm going to bring out to this fact, Michael. You know, and I know you know this, Michael. This is the fact. Now, you know about the dark state, the deep angels, the dark angel, whatever you want to call them, the cabal, whatever. You remember they had a picture of Jeremiah Wright, Elijah Cummings, Barry Sotero Hussein Obama, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and Louis Farrakhan. And there was a Jewish man who took these pictures, or three photos, and he offered Mitt Romney's campaign these pictures right before the election, which I think It wasn't, well, he got upset what they did to Romney at this convention where they were sneaking about the 48%ers. I can't remember the whole story. But I do remember the story, Michael. This is very important. Dustin, listen to this. Donald Trump wouldn't have been the president. Mitt Romney would have won in 2012 if those three pictures would have been bought for $1 million from Mormon. Mitt Romney, who's the Mormon, who didn't want to pay $1 million to win the election. Now, you tell me what the conspiracy is, Michael. Let's go back to what I'm saying. Three pictures that could have won the election for Mitt Romney that he wasn't acceptable to pay $1 million because I guess it was too much money for him. But here's a Jewish guy who had these pictures. You can Google all this information. And you tell me, and then Dustin bashing Trump, it was a good thing we did get Trump, because if Mitt Romney had been president, we'd be flooded with 50 million illegals. According to OAN, it's only 26 million, probably be double that. So well, who's going to absorb all this Orocio Cortez and this Omar? What are you going to do with all these people in a Green New Deal? All these people want cars and new homes and new everything,
okay,
new food.
Tom,
who's
going to
pay for this for food?
Tom, calm down. You're drinking
way too much coffee.
Dustin.
If I told you where I was at, you wouldn't believe where I'm at, Michael.
We have Dustin.
But
hey, Tom,
I'm trying to get better.
Tom, okay.
Yes,
we actually have Dustin from New Jersey on the line. We're going to put you two together because I'm sure he's got he wants to respond to some of the things you're saying about him.
Sure, go right ahead. I'd love to talk to him. I love to debate him. I love it. I think it would be fantastic to debate him. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
God, man, this weather's crazy in New Jersey.
Well, I'm in Florida. I think we've got a little better weather than you guys. Well, my nephews live up in Chicago, so Chicago's a heat wave like Arizona. So all the people that try to escape from Island Chicago to Arizona, you know, they're getting hit with like Arizona weather. So I understand what you're saying. I got family all over this country, brother. I got family
in 98 degrees over here today.
Yeah, well, Jersey, you know, that's the most taxed state in the union. If you like living there, I don't know how you would stay there paying those high taxes and the insanity over in New Jersey with all the liberal Democrats you got. I mean, that state's so liberal. I mean, look at New York. I think those states are totally gone for the next 50 years. And if you want me to tell you another thing, Dustin, let's look at Detroit, Michigan. Have you seen what's going on in Detroit?
Dude, I know what's going on all over the world, dude.
Okay, in 1954, do you think we'd have won World War II without Detroit, sir?
Probably not, because that's where the industry was.
You'd be speaking German, my friend.
All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you something.
If Mitt Romney got in and
Trump didn't, so you had 25 million illegals and it goes to 50, what's the difference between 25 million and 50? They're still not being deported.
Well, Dustin, we understand that because, listen, I live in a place right now, Dustin, we don't have one white Anglo male on the Miami-Dade County Commission. You understand that? This was called a place, Miami, Florida, in 1955, was called a magic city. I don't know if you ever heard of the Jackie Gleason show, the Honeymooners. Have you ever heard of those shows, sir?
We had some of the greatest entertainment in South Florida.
Okay, so if you watch the Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason was a big star here in Miami, on Miami Beach. Let me explain to you, Dustin, about Miami Beach. Miami Beach was 90% Jewish. The whole South Beach all the way up to North Miami Beach. Golden Glades. You know how many Jews are living in South Beach right now, currently? Not even 5%. They all went to Boca. You know anything about Boca Raton? Sir?
No.
Okay, Boca Raton is where their big haven is in the state of Florida. They have a lot in Naples, but that's where a lot of Jews live. Jewish people were, you know, hey, they're a beautiful culture in their own right, you know, as long as they have the Lord in them. You know, I'm a Jew for Jesus, brother. But now, I will tell you this.
But Tom,
Dustin,
what I'm asking
hold on,
you,
Dustin,
you said
hold
I bashed, well, hold on a second. You said I bashed Trump. I bashed Trump because he's, I'm 48 years old, okay? The first time I voted was for Obama because I believed in hope and change.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. Okay. We need to bring this to an end. We got to take a commercial break. We're going
to
drop Tom. Thank you,
Dustin. Have a blessed day.
Thank
you
for the phone call.
Have a blessed day.
We're going to keep Dustin. We're going to bring Dustin back after the commercial break. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, what's on your mind today?
Like I was telling Tom, though, you know, I'm 48. I voted for Obama because I believed in his hope and change. And I, you know, I'm a registered Democrat, but that doesn't mean crap because I don't like the Democrats. But that's what I went with at the time for Obama. But I voted for Trump. But I don't see no results. Like, nothing. Like,
me neither.
I don't understand how I can keep telling people that, like, I mean, no border wall. Write this down. No, Mike, you know, no vaccine, no border wall, no infrastructure. You know, no, the wars don't stop. He's sending troops to Saudi Arabia. Why? How come they're not going to the border? You know? Where's all the roundups? Like you said, a million going to be rounded
up at
20 story.
San Diego. I'm looking at a story from CBS News right now where they're saying it didn't happen, that there were few reports of unusual activity by immigration agents over the weekend, over Sunday. Mary Bauer, the legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, is saying there were no confirmed operations in large southern cities such as Atlanta. So it didn't happen.
It's a scam. Mike, we've been played. How can we? It, my God, people, the election's coming up in 2020. It doesn't matter who the hell gets in. Okay, Hillary, Trump, Mitt Romney, what's changed? You know, we're holding out hope for a hero. The dude ain't coming. And, nope. And Pete from New Jersey, I mean, Pete from Los Angeles, or Pete from California is right. Like, the decades ago, we saw the trends in the West, you know, like in Europe and over here, and it's not good. You know, and Tom from Florida is right. I mean, but demographics change throughout history, you know, but, like, the problem is, like, the culture's changed. You know, and I just don't see anybody trying to keep it from changing. You know, because remember the movie Gangs of New York? You had the Irish, the Italians, the Polish.
I remember that one.
Yeah. But that's gone. Those areas are not the same as they used to be. You know, and it's just a demographic change. And, it, you know, but the whole thing about demographic, it doesn't, if it changes, it doesn't matter as long as they retain the culture of your society, but that's not happening here or in Europe anymore.
No, it isn't.
China's
culture. When you're talking about demographic changes, like in New York City back then or around the time of the Civil War, it was happening gradually. There was intermarriage. There were people who were moving in and moving out. Today's it's a forcible displacement. And we're dealing with an incoming population of illegal immigrants who are very defensive about being illegal immigrants, and they don't want to integrate. You know, they
and nobody's making them integrate, Mike. Like the Republicans or the Democrats don't want them.
I remember, again, 20 years ago when I was still in Los Angeles, you know, they were already arguing and saying we've got to have bilingual signs and bilingual textbooks and, you know, if you want to talk to us, you learn Spanish. And it was this, I think it was this group called Aztlan that was arguing for California to be made part of Mexico again. And they were out there. They were very confrontational, in your face, and saying that, yeah, if you want to talk to Mexicans, you've got to learn Spanish. We're under no obligation to learn your English.
And Mike, how stupid those people are! What's Hillary? What difference does it
hearing,
make?
Like, I keep hearing a touch tone. Are you like holding the phone too tight against your face?
No, not at all.
Are you leaning? Okay,
I moved into another room.
Okay, because I'm hearing touch tones come over the line quite a bit. Anyway, we need to wrap this up. We've got other callers waiting on the line.
Okay. All right, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing, Mike. I'm a firm believer that it's kind of like the court case where a man is being charged for killing his mother, his father, his two siblings, and then he asks for leniency from the judge because he's an orphan.
Yeah.
The immigration problem that we have has stemmed from my early days back in the 80s with Oliver North and the Contras, and this has continued up into our day. When you look at U.S. foreign policy to where it hails it as a victory, like down in Nicaragua where the Camarillo years had initiated a period of significant economic and social decline, they went from 60 to 116th in the world in terms of human development, below that of Haiti. And what we have today is just like the standard operating procedure: destroy a country, leave stay-behind forces such as Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, leaving that target country in a civil war so that no social reforms can be done, then sell arms to the targeted country through IMF loans with interest while strip-mining all their commerce. And this is what they've been doing down through the entire Latin America, Asia. Yep. We all know about the CIA drug planes and stuff. But this is a product of the United States. And so for anyone in America to cry victim is ridiculous because it's their government, the rogue government. So when anyone wants to go over to YouTube and watch all that Rex 84 with Oliver North on trial, the shadow government, what they were doing. This is all a byproduct of the United States, just in as much as the Middle East and all those wars. In 2016, they had that thing from the UN where it declared 60 million immigrants from three countries, but they omitted that the United States was bombing them, or their proxy forces too, you know. The same in Syria. When you hear about all these Syrian rebels, you know, and then you hear about the Syrian refugees, you know, anyone who watches a video like The War You Didn't See by John Pilger, the rows and rows of graves where a man was holding a chain or a key with his two children, this is a product of the United States' illegal wars. And so the only way to fix anything immigration-wise or anything else is to stop these illegal wars, in as much as when you watch the videos of Barbara Lerner Specter, where she proudly says that immigration, she's going to transform Europe, or the other one about the Zionist Jews that admit that immigration's number one on their agenda. This country's devotion to the Israelis, the Zionist, and this doesn't affect all Jews, because I know a lot of Jews that don't back this stuff up, you know. But this is all a byproduct of U.S. foreign policy. So if you want to change something like that, elect all these, well, like John was screaming yesterday on his show there, you know, it's time to change the government, you know. It would cost the Israelis a hell of a lot of money if you just swapped out the entire U.S. government, I can tell you that.
Yes, it certainly would. And again, I think it's all headed for a huge, huge collapse. And I just can't see that the United States is going to be able to survive much longer going the way that it's going. And whether it's the economy or the homelessness or the illegal immigration or corruption by Israel, we're reaching a breaking point.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, like, if like Jeremy Wright, Pastor Wright was mentioned there, go watch the full 9-minute video of that thing about why America's chickens will come home to roost. This is the massive destruction of those countries, the killing of priests, nuns, all this stuff. It's designed to leave a country in total despair while the United States is out there strip mining it for its assets for corporate America.
Yep.
And Americans will refuse to do that because of this constant, if you're not with us, you're against us stuff. The evil Muslims, or now it's Mexicans or something like that, you know. Or next, it's Russians. The NSC 68, which is a doctrine from the Truman era, which was to keep the evil enemy, Russia. That's why the goal right now is to push all these foreign states into the hands of Russia, so they have their eternal Satan to keep their stupid budget for this Pentagon. While we have Americans crapping in the streets, the heartland is completely flooded. Most crops haven't been planted. The tent cities can be seen from space now. This is all a product of the United States, to where no one cares as long as guys can sit there and enlarge their penis or cut it off or some. I mean, this is all distractions. The government.
No, we know this government has become totally corrupt. It's operating as a criminal enterprise. It's been playing this game of regime change and pillaging other countries going back at least to the end of World War II. And there's a long history out there where, the United States government is very predatory, and they've wrecked a lot of countries. They've ruined a lot of countries, and the process is accelerating. Anyway, Keith, we're going to let you go.
Can I say one more thing before I go, Mike?
All right, one more thing.
We have military recruiters that are committing suicide. We have active duty Marines, special ops committing suicide. The 8,000 veterans a year that commit suicide. The 307,000 veterans that have died by the IG report from the VA. They don't care. It's all corporate profits. That's all they care about. Anyway, you have a good day, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And yes, you're right. It's all corporate profits. I remember back when they were just starting the Iraq War, and Donald Rumsfeld was still Secretary of Defense, and he came out complaining that too many soldiers were surviving their battlefield injuries, and they hadn't planned for it. Okay, let's switch over to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Jim from Illinois.
Okay, I guess we lost Mike in Brazil. So, Jim in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, I have a question. More than likely, Jeffrey Epstein trial won't start until next year, which will be an election year. What would happen if the federal prosecutor subpoenas Trump to come and be questioned regarding his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
I'm sure the Democrats would have a field day with it.
Well, considering it's the New York prosecutor, don't you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think there's probably a good possibility that they will stage it to try and use the trial to go after Trump. They're trying to protect Bill Clinton as hard as they can. They're basically trying to find some way to link Trump to Epstein and what was going on there. And I don't know how much of a there is there, but I've never seen such infighting.
I would agree. Considering Epstein's going to be in jail until the trial comes, do you think he might be telling his lawyers or other people, get the list of all the people that were involved in my little island down in the Caribbean? I mean, the guy knows too much.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still questioning, you know, everything is timing. Why was he arrested at this particular time?
Interesting question. I mean, it looked to me like the timing was a little wanky. But on the other hand, you know, I guess I don't know what's going on behind, you know, the doors at the prosecutor's office.
Right. Okay. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And did we lose Mike in Brazil? Or is he there? Mike, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost him. And the phone lines are open again. Somebody just sent me an email about Indiana. To my knowledge, Santa Claus is mostly a tourist attraction with under 3,000 population. You may want to look at Jasper if Santa Claus doesn't have what you want. Snow shouldn't be a concern there. Best of luck on your move, and information on where they leave. We've been to Santa Claus, and yeah, it's a tourist attraction, but we actually found one rental within the city limits. We're also looking over in Newburgh. We want to stay out of the inundation zones. The rents are just amazing there compared to Hawaii. It just really is. All right, getting on back to the news. American Airlines has now extended the Boeing 737 MAX cancellations or groundings for the fourth time. So whatever happened to this aircraft, it's taking a long time to fix. All right, there's this individual, it's a Christian doctor, and he refused to call a 6-foot bearded man madam, for which he got sued. And he got branded a bigot by Piers Morgan on Live Breakfast TV. So he's going to stand up. He says, if being called a bigot means I stand up my beliefs, I take it as a badge of honor. So this one's heading to court. I think the whole idea is just extraordinarily silly. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Are you reading me all right?
I can hear you now, yes. We're going to have to take you through the commercial break, but we can hear you.
Okay, I've been cut off twice already. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, what I wanted to say is that I side with Dustin from New Jersey. He's making good points, and so does Tom. from Florida. The problem is that Tom from Florida makes one tiny little mistake there. He tends to paint everybody with a white brush. I need to remind Tom that, very respectfully so, that the best professors, the best doctors, the best engineers, and the best scientists, and the best physicists and mathematicians are all Jews. May I remind him that? Okay, so just
well,
a bunch
now
of
who's painting with a wide brush? Because, for example, the world's greatest number theorist is an Indian, Srinivasa Ramanujan.
Right, but if you look down the history of science, you'll realize that most of the inventions were made by Jews. Okay, so it is unfair.
Okay, I have to put you on hold. I have to put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mike in Brazil. And Mike, you were criticizing for painting with a wide brush, and then you started painting with a wide brush.
No, the thing is, I'm very bothered by the fact that a lot of people keep pointing fingers at the Jews, saying that the Jews did this and the Jews did that, but they fail to recognize their achievements in academia, you know, in science. The best doctors, the best medical doctors, Mike, are all Jews, orthopedists, people.
There you go with the wide brush here.
No, okay. I'm not really, because
let's look at Henry Ford, who invented the assembly line and made affordable cars. He wasn't Jewish. How about Thomas Jefferson, who invented the motion picture camera, the phonograph, and a whole bunch of other stuff? He wasn't Jewish. He was Protestant. So we need to be very careful saying that, you know, the Jews, blah, blah, they're very preeminent, okay, in the sciences, but they're not exclusively, you know, at the very top. Like I said before, the world's greatest number theorist is Srinivasa Ramanujan, who is in India.
I never said that. I never said that it's only the Jews who are intellectually gifted. I never said that. No. What I'm saying is that most of the discoveries in science were made by Jews. And this has to be recognized. They have to get the credit for it. Listen, I'm not Jewish, okay? So what I'm saying is you have to give credit where the credit is due. And aside from this, I want to talk about Dustin from New Jersey. He makes good points. And so does Tom. Both of them. They make good points. And I love listening to both of them. Tom seems to be drinking a lot of coffee, okay? So maybe
yes.
You ought to cut down on it. But I tell you something. Both of them make good arguments. It's hard to argue with them. Really, I mean, I wouldn't like to get in an argument with Dustin from New Jersey or from Tom from Florida. So, but I tell you, they're both very intelligent people, and I enjoy listening to them. Every time when Dustin from New Jersey calls, I perk my ears. You know, I leave whatever I'm doing aside, and I'm listening to his call. This is how passionate I am, you know, about this, because he knows what he's talking about, and so do you. And what I'm trying to say, Mike, is I'm watching from afar, very far, probably 6,000 miles away. I'm looking at this country going to the dogs, and nobody seems
yes.
to be doing any damn thing about it, okay? We have people who I don't know how they even got their names on the ballots, like Ilhan Omar and AOC and their ilk. I don't know how they got their name on the ballot, to be honest with you, because these people are not qualified to run anything, not even to run a small enterprise.
They're poseurs. They're good at getting their pictures on magazine covers, and that's about it.
Yeah, right, I've seen a lot of that lately.
Mike, gotta let you go here. Gotta take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.